Well, Micheál, the season is about young and obviously a long summer to come, but Donegal facing Cork tomorrow in the All-Ireland League final. I suppose the biggest game ever for Donegal football.
Yes, Tom, yes, I mean, you know, definitely, I mean, we're in Division 1, I mean, National League title, you know, for the first time, a Donegal team, and, you know, it's a huge week for the girls, I mean, and for everybody involved with ladies football in Donegal, and hopefully, you know, that we go to Parnell Park on Sunday and the Betty, you know, that we do ourselves justice on the day, and that's what's important now, and getting the performance of the girls out on the pitch on Sunday.
Yeah, and going up, I suppose, with an expectation on the back of a seriously good league run of actually winning a title.
Oh yes, Tom, no about that. I mean, we know ourselves, if we play to our potentials, definitely we can win National League titles, even though we're playing Cork, and these are the types of games that Donegal want to be playing. I mean, you're playing the All-Ireland champions, the league champions for the last number of years, I mean. But look, I mean, we'll test ourselves on Sunday, but I mean, we know ourselves in the back of our minds, if we can produce the same performance that we did against Galway and the teams beforehand, and even when we're down in Cork, I mean, you know, we can take a National League title.
Yeah, because you've played them already, you've beaten them. Now, that may come back to haunt you. As you know, it's a mighty motivator sometimes when a team loses to another team.
Yes, Tom, look, we're not basically reading too much into that last game against Cork, below and Cork. At the end of the day, I mean, this is a totally new game. I mean, it's a different venue and that sort of stuff. So, look, I mean, we're going basically just looking at our own game plan, looking to our own girls, getting a performance and basically producing the goals out in the field. And if we do our best performance out in the pitch and we come up short, we'll be. But I mean, the last thing you want is basically to go up to Dublin and not perform. Mm. And we know ourselves that if we can perform on the day, that basically we're capable of taking a National League title.
Before we look further at the game, looking back, you know, you came up from Division 2, won Division 2 last year, came up, you know, and I suppose a realistic objective was really to still retain your Division 2-1 status this year. You know, when did it dawn? And, you know, we're as good as any of these guys here.
Well, definitely, Tom, you're right about that. I mean, you know, last year we won our Division 2, come up to Division 1, and we set out our goals at the beginning of the year. Basically, our first goal was to retain our Division 1 status. And that, basically, so we knew, basically, you know, after our first or two games, basically, you know, we had the potential. We had a bench this year. We had girls that were pushing for first spot in the main. Basically, I suppose the big turning point, basically, came for us, maybe it was the Monaghan game in Termon, and that, basically, because, you know, Monaghan was always a hard team to beat in the main, and, you know, Monaghan got off to a great start that day. But the girls stuck to the plan, and basically stuck to the game plan, and basically, you know, we got the result in Termon, and then I mean, against Monaghan, and I think that was a big day for us. And I think basically the girls then started to believe that basically, you know, they were getting in good shape, they were working well for one another, they were working as a unit, working and playing as a team, and basically, you know, there was that basically that we had a bench there the year, and that was which was very important to us also.
Because you had gone into that game on the back of winning your opening two games and then losing the next two away to Dublin and away to Kerry.
Yes, I mean, that Monaghan game was a must-win game. Definitely, that was a must-win game, and we now determined whether at home, and we knew we had to get a win, basically to retain our Division 1 status. Because that game went wrong for us, because you were away to Cork the following week, and then you had Mayo, which were two other big games left of the division. So we knew definitely that basically we had to beat Monaghan, and that basically was what, you know, the pressure that was under us going down to determine that day. But I mean, in fairness to the girls, I mean, you know, they stuck to the plan. I mean, you know, the basically on a great performance on that day. You know, I mean, you know, Monaghan hit us for a goal and a few scores earlier on that game. But I mean, our girls basically kept to the plan, and then basically, you know, you got a lot of faith and a lot of belief out of that, and basically, you know, the girls were encouraged by the performance, and, you know, we went down to Cork basically knowing that we're nearly secure and that in Division 1 that. But I mean, you know, probably one of the best games of the league was against Cork, and I mean, and the girls played fantastic, and we'd be hoping to look again to Sunday to get another performance like we did below in Cork and that we did against Monaghan. And, you know, we seem to be improving with every game, Tom. I mean, and you know, these are stepping stones along the road in the direction that we want to go. And basically, these girls are learning every game, and you can see them improving with every game. And hopefully, on Sunday, we'll improve that bit more again and have enough to take a Division 1 title.
I think, as well as the Monaghan game, we have to say as well, a big turning point was the return of Yvonne McMoneagle from Australia. I think we have to say, without singling out any player, but she has contributed handsomely to the success on the run since.
Yes, no doubt about that, Dom. Yvonne is a huge big player for us. Great to get her back, and herself and Geraldine form a formidable inside two. And I mean, you know, they're probably the two of the best forwards in the country at the moment. And that, and you know, basically, you know, it takes a little bit of pressure off Geraldine that Yvonne is there, and vice versa. Because I mean, it's easy enough to maybe mark one player, but when you have two of the caliber that we have, and you know, and again, you know, overall, like basically, you know, we're not even depending, basically, you know, for Yvonne and Geraldine. Because I mean, we have, you know, strength and depth right through the team, and basically, you know, this is a team effort. And as you rightly say, Yvonne and Geraldine does a score on them. But I mean, you know, we have have very good, you know, midfield, and you know, our defence is doing very well as well. And you know, it's very important that we all keep playing as a unit and playing for one another. And I think that's the key this year. We're playing for one another.
And you know, you're going in against Cork, a very experienced team. What is it? They've won something like, what, 10 of the last 11 championships or something, and or something similar in the league. We're going for 5 in a row, or is it 6 in a row? I'm not sure. You know, they've been there big days. Is that a worry for you?
No, Tom. I mean, you know, definitely, I mean, you know, as I said to the girls, you know, later on Wednesday night, I mean, it's another game. Another team, I mean, and that's basically what we're looking at. We're not looking at that opposition that much. Basically, we're looking to ourselves. Of course, rightly so. You know, Cork are the team, ladies football, right down to the last number of years. And you rightly said they've won probably 10 All-Irelands and going for their sixth league title in a row. But look, I mean, we're not getting tied up in that or looking to that. Basically, we're looking to our own ability and basically our own performance. I mean, and you know, basically, you know, we went down to Cork and we beat Cork in their own backyard. And I mean, you know, and we know if we get a performance again on Sunday, that basically we can take a national league title. And that's basically what the big thing for us is. Basically, our girls to go out in the field, perform to the best of their ability, and if we do that, we can take it.
How strong were Cork that day in Cork?
Yes, I mean, they might be missing one or two basically in that game, but I mean, at half time they were on, you know, Bree Stacks, Annie Walsh, and some of their big guns. But I mean, overall, I mean, I think from the team that basically that we played, even the subs and all, I mean, I think it might be both three different girls on the team on Sunday. So like, I mean, they're not that much of a difference in the team. I mean, you know, basically our girls, you know, we would feel we're fitter. I mean, we feel we have the legs, and we'll be looking to put ball into space and basically, you know, keep it wide to run at Cork, because I mean, the Cork defence basically like to keep it tight, and they'll be looking basically to keep Geraldine and Yvonne very tight on Sunday. So basically we'll have to basically, you know, come in groups and basically and put ball into open space and pull out their back line and basically hopefully get ball inside and basically pick off scores, and that's basically the way it will. But I mean, overall, I mean, basically we're not getting too tied up about Cork. Yes, Cork, as you said, orange, but I mean, we're not looking at that. We're looking at a Donegal team going out getting the best performance they can.
We read during the week that Nicole McLaughlin is probably your only injury out with an ankle injury. How is she?
Tom, she trained a little bit light on Wednesday night. We'll take another look at her tonight and hopefully. But I mean, at the way things are going, we'll be fairly confident that Nicole will be able to start on Sunday.
Yeah. And what is the mood among the girls? What is this, you know, sometimes when you're meeting a big team like Cork, you know, there's a certain daunting thing there, and you know, but what's the mood?
No, I mean, basically the very positive mood. I mean, the girls seem to be up for it. I mean, they're just relishing this opportunity. I mean, you know, these girls dreamed about playing games like this, a Division 1 title, the first time ever. I mean, you want to be playing the best. I mean, you know, and you're playing the best. And you know, if you win this game, that means you won it, because you won a merit. I mean, it wasn't basically with a fluke or a second chance. I mean, you beat the best in the game. And basically, there is a lot to play for. I mean, these girls are up for it. I mean, they're hungry about it. I mean, they're very well focused. I mean, they're not getting carried away. I mean, we're keeping our feet on the ground. I mean, as well as that, I mean, we're enjoying the weekend. Hopefully, these girls enjoy this, because it is a very important day for them, a very enjoyable day. I mean, it's the first Donegal team that will go up to contest a Division 1 title. So, definitely, I mean, it is a big day. But I mean, basically, I mean, the girls, I mean, have a very positive mood. I mean, if we keep that going into Sunday, I mean, we'll ask big questions of Cork.
Any fears of big day nerves?
No, I mean, of course, Tom, you'd always be basically, you know, worry about things like that. But I mean, we'll just keep it the way we did last year. I mean, you know, the time that was involved before. I mean, you know, we'll get up to Dublin early. I mean, get a bite to eat, get an hour, 2 hours maybe for the girls to relax and stretch them in. And we just basically do our own thing and basically just focus the way we always operate. And we'll treat it the same as every other game. And that's basically where we hope to do it, and that the girls don't get no nerves.